Why do you think parents are being asked to come forward and fill these gaps? My daughters are in an elementary school. You know, if it's not, well, we do still have the bake sales. Mm-hmm. I must say,
Bake sales haven't gone away.
Bake sales have not gone away, but it's not just bake sales anymore, as you mentioned in your report.
Yeah.
It's this constant thing of just, you know, we need money for this and we need money for that. And and as a parent, I tend to feel that, well, okay, makes sense. Mm-hmm. There have been budget cuts. And I would like my children's school to have all the nice things they want to bring in, to have that art
absolutely.
Class, to have the drama class.
Yeah.
And so... That need as a parent, you're a parent, right?
Yeah.
You have kids where?
Well, now my family recently, about a year and a half ago, moved from San Francisco Unified to Berkeley.
To Berkeley.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, well, that's a whole other story.
Yeah, that's a whole other story.
But, you know, you as a parent, me as a parent, I look at these numbers and I say, well, you know, yeah, I want my kids to have the best.
Absolutely. So absolutely we do.
I would give money. And I do.
Yeah.
And I don't want to feel bad about that. And what's wrong with that?
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. You know, when I talked to Robert Reich, the former U.S. Secretary of Labor, who recently has turned his career towards policies that try to close the gap between rich and poor, you know, he said parents should not be criticized for fundraising for their children's school. They should be thanked. And that is a sentiment that I personally agree with. And, you know, you know, I think for every journalist, there comes a moment when you're interviewing people and you're looking at their lives and you just feel so humbled because you don't know if you will be equal to the task of accurately conveying their lives. And I tried so hard to convey how hard these parents work and what a difference it makes, both for the community and also for the school, to do this work. And, you know, and it's absolutely essential. However, when we just look at our own lives, when we just look at our own children, when we shine that spotlight on what's immediately in front of us, that means that everything else is being thrown into darkness. And we're not necessarily able to see the larger inequities that are occurring in the system. And part of what we tried to do in this report, by gathering together all of these tax records, by analyzing these records in relation to data from the school district, is to make visible something that's not going to be visible to you in the daily press, of trying to save your school by raising money. We tried to make it clear that there's a larger social impact, that the pursuit of your self-interest, the pursuit of what's best for your child, has a sort of bigger effect. And I personally believe, as a journalist and also as a parent, that it's better to know than to not know. And, you know, and I think that now that San Francisco knows that we have these inequities that are in part created by parent fundraising, now we have a philosophical question we have to face, which is, you know, what are our values here? What's most important to us and what are we going to do about it? And we looked at other school districts. We looked at Albany and we looked at Santa Monica, Malibu, and both of them moved to a system where PTAs were asked to pool their funds and for those funds to be redistributed amongst the schools based on need. And in both cases, parents really opposed it. They felt
so each school would fundraise on its own. The idea was each school would fundraise on its own, but it would all go into one pot.
Yes, that's the basic idea. The two systems are actually, and the two solutions are actually slightly different, but that's the basic idea, yeah. So, and, you know, parents really opposed it. There was, you know, Marla Stevenson at Albany Unified was saying that she almost lost her job over this issue. There was just a lot of opposition. So here it is. It's a couple years later. They've had this new system in place for a couple of years, and we went and interviewed the PTA leaders, and to a person, they told us that the new system was better. The reason it was better is because the district was now officially supporting their efforts to raise money for the schools. They had a stronger sense of being part of an entire school district and not just being part of one school. They felt good about it, because they knew that within their district, even if they were more affluent, most of the people that they knew were more affluent, they knew that their fundraising activity was going to help needier students. And that felt good to them. And, you know, and this is what we heard both in Santa Monica, Malibu, and also in Albany Unified.
And so do you think that model would work in San Francisco, where Albany has 3 elementary schools? San Francisco has 60?
Yeah. Well, that's the rub, isn't it? Well, San Francisco has 71.
71.
Elementary schools. So the answer is that I don't think it would work. And every education leader I spoke to said that. They said that the system here is too large, it's too complicated, it's too political. Okay. So in that case, I think we have to look at other solutions. And we describe a lot of them in the report. One is for the PTAs themselves to take action. You know, parent-teacher associations are part of a larger regional organization, a larger state organization. And, you know, they can do things on a PTA level. For example, a more affluent school and a more poor school can decide to become sister schools and can work together and share funds on a per school level. We can also set up systems when we make a donation, part of that money is distributed to needier schools and schools that need it more. So there are solutions. I don't know exactly what the solution should be for San Francisco Unified, but I do know that we have a system that's created these inequities. And now that we know that they exist, I think that we've got to grapple with it. And I should say that also the state has changed its funding formula this year. The state of California has moved to something called the local control funding formula that is a lot like San Francisco Unified system of funding schools. There are actually, the state is now for the first time ever directing more money at needier school districts, so school districts with more immigrants, more poor kids. And that's a great thing. And San Francisco is going to be getting a lot more money as a result of that change. And maybe this will have the effect of reducing some of the pressure that's on the parent-teacher associations.